morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Ready to go. Moving forward with yet another day as it just flies by. Brett and I were just talking. The sun's up, like, really early now. We missed all the short days. Winter seems like it was a blink of an eye, and we did all these short days. Now, all of a sudden, the sun is up at, you know, right before 5:30. They're about 5:45, and it's setting at 7:30. Like, we're summer's, like, right here. What happened? It's like I blinked, and we were in Thanksgiving, and now, boom, it's over.
I'm already putting up my Halloween stuff.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking maybe that's it. I got a stat. That house in my neighborhood that has that terrible one line of lights across there, and it's not put up well.
Still up?
Oh, yeah. And because this dude, when he went to the Home Depot and found that that line changes colors.
This ain't ever coming off my house.
So it was green for St. Paddy's Day. It was weird purple for Easter. It's lit up purple at night now. I don't know what for. Tax day?
Troy and Michael are going to be losing their minds.
Oh, well,
about
we're
that.
Talking about it. We've chatted about it. We've got a couple of. Got some stuff. I'm hanging out with Troy and Michael this weekend at some charity event. It's a masquerade ball.
Oh, really?
I'm in. I'm all in on the gay masquerade ball. I don't even know if it's a gay thing. I don't even know what the charity's for. It just sounds
masquerade
fun.
Ball. It's got to be.
That's what I think. You don't have straight masquerade balls. My dad's retirement party, because it was in the midst of the pandemic, it was a masquerade ball. Not a soul wore a mask. And it was because, you know, my dad's friends are all 55 and older, so they're like, this goddamn phony pandemic. So they just had this gathering of COVID people. And, of course, 3 days later, we get a call. So what's-her-name has the COVID, and she was at the thing. I'm like, oh, here we go, super spreader. Turned out nobody got it, which was great. But one of the ladies didn't come down with it.
Ooh.
Just letting you know she's super sick and really bad. Not going to make it. You might want to get tested again. Damn it, Dad. Well, I provided masks. Nobody wanted to wear them. He had baskets of masks, just as pristine in the basket as it was in the box. Nobody touched the pile. No one.
Western-looking masks.
No, just Western-looking people wearing masks. And I think that's why. It was weird.
Yes, mock masks.
Yeah, we had a mock mask party. We talked about it a lot. It just didn't turn out to be exactly as we thought. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. Before we move on, I want to say we lost a friend of the show. I went and had drinks with a buddy of the show, Mike Lembrax, last night. His mother passed away yesterday afternoon, and she listened to us every day. Strangely enough, Mike kind of turned his mom on to this, and so I went and had a couple of pops in honor of Virginia Carolyn Rimbrax. Rimbrax! And we had a couple drinks. He was doing all right. So it was kind of one of those moments where, like, you know what?
How's her movie collection?
Well,
massive.
Hers?
Isn't Mike the one that gives you all the movies?
Mike is Mike Flicks. Yeah,
Mike Flicks.
He'll print out any movie for you and legally distribute that for free. It's for a couple of vodka sodas over at Casey Moore's. But, life well led. So I had a couple pops with him on set. My buddy Danny, Sniper Danny, is a veteran, has been talking to him for a long time. And he texts me on my way home. And I know his dog a little bit, but not great. But his dog, Ammo. Tip of the cap to Ammo, because it was one of those days, yeah.
I think Ammo was having some difficulties.
All my friends are losing somebody, but, you know, got to just say thanks to Virginia, Carolyn, for being there the whole time, and Michael. Michael carried the torch. But it was, it's tough. You get those, you know, those are the calls we're going to be getting from friends. We're at that age now, that this is when it starts, you know. Toledo will never have to deal with that with his dad, but, I mean, all of us will have... You'll never have to call and go, I lost my dad, I'm going to miss work tomorrow. I was like, he's not even going to know.
With that vaccine, we may get the call from Lisa from Toledo.
Yeah, it could be. That's a good point with the Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. We'll get it from Alex. I lost my dad. Well, now you're just like your dad. He lost his dad years ago.
Oh, God.
Alex will be bummed because then he's got to go live in Tucson.
You going to let that happen?
You better stay. Bubble wrap your ass so that boy doesn't grow up in Tucson. You think if
there's a couple of good custard stands in Tucson.
You think if transgender Nicole Eggert's going to do well in Tucson? You're crazy. Cut your hair, Alex. We're at that age, so the weird stuff happens. I was at physical therapy the other day. My buddy Drew Gamboa, and he's out in Fountain Hills. And I go out there. Drew is great at what he does, and he's doing strength training stuff beyond physical therapy. I'm doing a bunch of other things for my shoulder, and Drew's amazing. He's worked with athletes. He's a great dude. I've known him for a long time. And go out there and hanging out. I met his new wife. I hadn't met his wife yet. He just got married. I met her joking around. Her friend's dad is a big fan of the show. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Thanks. And these are adults. These are adult human beings, you know, late 20s, early 30s and all that. So I go back and I see Drew again last Tuesday. I'm going back again today, but I went on Tuesday and he goes, my wife liked you. And I'm like, oh, good. That's always a nice thing that, you know, friends' wives don't hate you immediately. Like she knew me for 4 minutes and didn't assess that I'm a complete asshole. Which, so she's wrong. So he said, yeah. And she goes, she's asking me, she goes, is John married? And Drew's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, that's too bad. I wanted to set him up. And I'm like, I wonder who she was going to
see. See what kind of caliber.
With my mom.
Oh.
And I think you, and I don't know what her mom looks like. She could be beautiful, but I started thinking to myself, I'm like, is that
the age?
That's how they see me. I see them. I see myself as one of them. I see myself in there.
Wait,
I mean, I'm one of you guys, aren't we? We were going to play basketball.
You're like my dad.
Yeah, and that's what it was like. She saw. Like I would like you to be my father figure. I'm like, wait a second, no. I'm going to set you up with my and your mom could be a marvelous human being, but I just, that was that moment where you realize I used to be one of them. I used to be one of those people, like a good, like the normals, and now I'm.
None of your friends?
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Like, well, I had that in my head. It's like, oh, she liked me enough to say, I got to set him up with this model I hang out with on this, you know, but oh well, can't do that. No, I want to set him up with my mom. And then Drew's like, her mom's crazy. She's great.
All right, we got to track down the mom. What's the name here?
I'll tell you in a little while.
All right.
Yeah. I actually don't know the moms.
Well, but she might be linked on her page.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
Let's do it.
Well, she could be beautiful. But that's the thing. And it wasn't. My first reaction was, how old is this woman? And he's like, I don't know, like 48, 50. And I'm like, oh, my God. I could be your dad. You don't see me as one of you. I'm not the cool guy with the backwards hat and the kick-ass Mack Weldons. I'm Grandpa. I'm the one who reaches in his pocket and gives your daughter $5. That's me.
Yeah, you're right on the
come
bubble.
Come here, little girl.
You're right on the bubble, the backwards hat thing. Like, oh,
no, I'm
geez,
doing it. I'm committing to the backwards hat.
You're going to start handing out Werther's soon.
Yeah, so I got hard candies. That's right.
Here's your daughter, Drew. Does she have... Looks like I'm the only one with hard candy unless someone's super sweet to Grandpa. Here's some 5 cents in a moon pie. Don't spend it all in one place, darling.
It was a nice gesture. You know, handing over your mom's vag to a guy is a big step. And she was willing to do it. What she thought in the 5 minutes of knowing me is I'd like that guy in my mom. I want the potential of that guy's Wang in my mom. And I was that guy. I insulted, on the other hand, that she didn't have, oh, this girl is like a college model. She's in Paris today, but I'd love to set you up. Like, that's what my brain does, as asinine and ridiculous as that would have been. I'll set you up with my grandma. She's been alone for a long time. I'm like, oh.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But I'm going to tell Drew today. I'm like, hey, I didn't mean to be rude. When I was like, what? How old is this woman? Because that was my initial reaction to me. Because I thought.
I think you're giving a pass on
Nate
that
Bargatze's new special. He's like, once I turned 40, I used to be younger than everybody. And he's like, now all of a sudden I'm not. Because I was talking to somebody. He's like, you know, it was a Cheers was on. And the guy's like, what's that? And he goes, wait, we're like the same. Aren't we the same age? He goes, no, he's like 22. He doesn't know what I'm talking about at all. I thought we could. He goes, everything I'm talking about is going over this kid's head. And I don't want to hear from anybody. Dude, you got to start banging dude's mom.
Oh, stop it.
I want my 30-plus-year-old friend's mothers to be on the table. Well, yeah, on the table. Oh. Poor choice of words. But you do. You hit that age where you don't realize that's you. And it was me. Rimbrax offered his mom up to me. And I'm like, it's too late.
I would have totally been in, dude.
Mike and I were making some very dark jokes last night. It was very funny. He got a call from a person that said, you know, that had been in a situation for a while. And he goes, hey, I got a question for you. Do you know a good taxidermist? Like, it's too soon, Mike. It's far too. He goes, no, you know what? You got to laugh. And it's true. You got to have those. We don't make it out alive, but don't set me up with your mom. At what age do you feel? And I don't like setups anyway. I don't think anybody should set anybody up. I think it's because it immediately offends you. Like, I've told Brady that for years. I'm like, I would never set you up with anyone ever if you're my friend, because if I give you something that you think is beneath you, you're going to think that's how I see you. And now there's a problem, you know? because the sloth I was going to set Brady up with as a joke would have been awesome, but we couldn't be friends afterwards.
Hey, Brady. My name's Angela. I like candy bars and blowjobs.
Well, I got plenty of candy bars. That other thing's kind of gross.
The one that got away.
Yeah, she would have been special. She did literally get away. She got off the leash, started running. I couldn't catch her. She's very fast, strong, too. Got up that tree real quick.
You never did the setup?
No. Never God, no. Setup? Wouldn't do it. Would not do it.
I have the perfect friend for you.
No, you do not. First off, your friend's alone for a reason and needs you to help for a reason. She can't do it on her own. She ain't worth anything.
Somebody please throw me a lifeline. I need some dick.
Go get it yourself. That's your job.
Well, there's plenty of other services on that. That's all people are doing now.
Oh,
it's
now the
setups.
Internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's more or less just a setup.
It's you setting yourself up, though.
I know, but you put your profile up there, and they say, oh, this is your profile.
That's you doing work. Your profile is what you used to do
at
the bar.
But then they're matching you up. It's whatever the
some of them do. Not, no. The match
and then some are just random. Matching. They give you the suggestions, but trust me.
People do the matching.
You're combing deep. You're going 100, 500
But here are some.
I watch my buddies thing, and they just see you, and then they either left you or right you. You still do all your own work. It's the same as going to a bar. It's just not digital. Yeah. You put up your facade.
People think it's less effort. It's actually more.
It's a lot. I watch my friend Rich do it. It's a lot.
Those coffee dates I got. Well, Rich is slaying, but.
Is he?
Isn't he?
He's going to end up in jail. Is he? Another girl comes back with bruised cans. He's going to jail.
They're not mock dates.
No, he's not mocking anything. He's mocking to be Jesus out of some of these girls. But yeah, it's a strange thing. But yeah, I don't think this setup. Do you done setups?
One time.
No, and?
It wasn't bad. It was, but I was set up by Ann Allen set me up.
Oh, you're gay.
So the gay guy set me up, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out for a minute. You know.
They're pretty good at decorating a house.
Yeah.
So she was good, and it worked out for a little bit?
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Happened? But, of course, all my friends were, you know, hey, man, I'm going to set you up with this chick. I'm like, hell no.
No.
I've been there. Then I'm definitely not going there. Are you kidding me? The hell's wrong with you?
I dinged it, dude. Yeah. It's yours now. I don't want that. Yuck. Yeah, I don't think. You've been set up
4 or 5 times,
and you had the one arm girl, and
set up by us.
That's one arm girl.
That's just rude. Yeah, Brady got set up. Some lady thought Brady's best chance at love was with a T Rex girl.
Such a flipper.
Yeah, I and that's when I'd have been like, when she would have shown up, I'd have been like, you gotta be kidding me. I wouldn't have been mad at the T Rex. She can't help it. That's the flamidomide or whatever that stuff is. Did her in the friend that said, oh, I got this T Rex friend. She's damaged. I'll set her up with Brady because as good as he could do. And that's just rude, and that's how they see you. It's very much
there's
a hierarchy of.
It
of,
wasn't that she.
Yes, it was.
She wasn't. You talk she wasn't ugly.
It. Yes, no. She was.
No, she wasn't.
Uh huh.
She's missing an arm, though, right?
Yeah, that was a little. I mean, it was just. It was a baby arm.
Okay. So I don't know if she's pretty or not. I just know baby
more
arm.
Or less a Lannister.
Mode. She was a midget.
Very wealthy family.
Oh.
And that's why I think the friend was.
Oh, yeah?
Setting up a little bit.
Nope.
Saying,
get you a sugar mama?
She was setting her up because she saw.
It would create an alliance so then I could fight for her.
She saw disability. I have a friend with a disability. His name is Brady. You two are equally yoked. And she thought you'd be thrilled to just have a date with a pretty girl who's super flawed. And you were like, really? Because she didn't take T-Rex out twice.
She couldn't hug. She's out. You can't hug.
Right. She couldn't pay either, which is like a big thing for you because your arms get short too. But you can't do that. You can't set people up like that. And you had a couple setups that probably were all right, but blind?
Yeah.
No Rare, they, way.
Yeah. I did it's the one insulting. Blind. Yeah.
You did a blind?
Oh, yeah. But it was the Ann Allen one. It was.
Oh, that one was all right. So that was complete. She was blind too. Clearly. She didn't know you.
How no, she didn't.
I could never get talked into it. Maybe that's my social anxiety, but if somebody said, just go alone, meet this person, and then like, I got to eat with it? Like, what if, that's why Toledo's coffee dates were so smart.
That was brilliant. I wish I would have done that.
You could get out quicker.
I wouldn't even, like, a few times I wouldn't even had coffee.
I don't want to be biased, but if I see T-Rex holding their coffee, hey.
Hey, I'm not even thirsty anymore.
Gotta go.
I would have walked right by.
I like the first Jurassic Park better than the third. What about you?
Which is your favorite one? Which one do you relate to is what I'm asking. When that dinosaurs ruled the earth thing fell, did you stand up in the theater and go, Because that's your dad, right? Anyway, I don't have a dad. See you. My name's Dick Toledo. If I walked in, I'm not kidding. This is Dick. This is a terrible move. But if I walked into the coffee place and T-Rex is there and she's like, I'll have an orchid on my shirt. And I see that orchid and I'd be like, I'll have purple sweats on. I'd walk in a pair of black pants first and just scour the room. There's the one with the orchid. All right. And if it's got a T-Rex, I just don't show up.
I had a buddy used to do that. He would just tell him, well, what are you going to be wearing? I'll be wearing a black shirt and some shorts, and he'd show up in jeans and a white shirt and just and scope out the room first, you know?
Yeah, but T-Rex, I felt bad for T-Rex, but I wouldn't have gone through with that. I'd have just gone in with an, oh, I just found out that a snake bit my dog. I got to go home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We'll do this again.
It was a double date.
I'll call you. See if you can pick up your phone. Bye.
Oh, you did the double date?
Yeah.
Oh, you doubled.
It was a double, yeah.
It was three quarters.
So it was kind
of
set up. Why don't you go out with, you know, my friend and her boyfriend?
Did you make out with the girl? I'd have had to get a hand job from T-Rex. That would have been a goal.
She didn't run her fingers through your hair.
So you couldn't escape this.
I held her hand.
Run her fingers through his hair.
She has I know, it's funny on both sides, actually.
He has as much hair as she has arm.
She combed my hair.
Yeah, it's me. Right. Stand on your shoulders. Yeah, no, make it out. Did she try?
No.
Did you get the vibe she kind of wanted more?
No.
You didn't? She didn't like you either.
Basically,
I wonder if
bro.
She called and said, remember that time you sent me with that fat guy? It's like, yeah, could you go half an arm? Your options are limited.
I hope so.
T-Rex. You're not getting a good one. You're getting my friend like Brady. I would have said yeah with Holmberg, but he's dating my mom. Yeah, it threw me off. That completely threw me off. Wanted to set you up. I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, of course. You saw the swing and wang. Who was the lucky recipient if I was available? Her mother. Oh, how old is that woman? I was rude about it because I just don't have that in my head. It's weird. You don't want that. Did you see the story about that teacher, that real-life Walter White?
Yes.
Only he's a black guy. He's a South Carolina teacher. Yeah, he's North Carolina.
North Carolina
high school basketball coach, track coach.
All around good guy.
Best dude at school. Like he's like the all-American teacher. He's you know, nobody had an idea. Gets involved in this, he gets into a gunfight with the cartel because he's been running coke and meth and stuff in a stash house. And
he got killed.
Well, he was in on it. He got into a gunfight, but he
and a friend went over there. They knew this was part of the cartel. They just wanted to
get the guns and cash. Yeah,
they thought they could just knock this place over.
But he got involved with that. The coke and all the stuff was there. They knew it. They go into this trailer park, right?
Yep.
And they just start getting into a fight. Turns out to be a big cartel thing. He gets killed in a cartel shootout.
Well, you know.
Because teachers need side hustles is what I'm saying. The end story of this is teachers need a side hustle. Crazy.
There's his buddy that went with him that survived.
That's Mike Tomlin.
Good afternoon. We had a little trouble at the trailer park today. The coach of the basketball team sustained some fatal injuries. He's going to be out for an extended period of time. Rest just bumps and bruises associated with dealing with the cartel questions.
It's pretty scary because, you know, they get to the trailer and there's a young
Coach T.
kid from the cartel basically watching.
Yeah.
And they tie him up. And
yeah,
that kid gets shot. And then the sheriff's like, look, we don't want anything to do. You've just picked a fight with the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah, it was a stash house.
We don't need this in this town.
Yeah.
And all they found two kilos or whatever of cocaine and 7,000 in cash.
Yeah, they didn't have a whole lot.
But they were looking for the big payoff. They thought it was at that trailer.
His brother-in-law shot the drug runner for the cartel, which kicked off the entire shootout.
Yep.
Because they were in trouble. He's like, just kill that one and get out of here. And then all of a sudden, it's like a video game. You just accidentally unlock the next level. And he ended up getting
this
shot.
This is Ozark type stuff.
It is Ozark
type.
It is.
It's tied him up, two shots to the back of the head.
Yeah, they executed him. Crazy. It's just some track coach at a high school.
My basketball coach
just got killed by the cartel. It's absurd. And I'm not saying teachers need to get paid more, but maybe that's a good signal that they aren't doing as well as we need them to be.
And for as much lead that was flying around there, there's a lot of holes in some trailers. No one else got injured.
Yeah. So it just got, how often is Lisa thinking about maybe joining the drug running thing.
At least once a year.
Little side
hustle.
At least
once a year. Right now, it's really bad because she's got five little assholes in her class.
She's got
class.
Tough class. Yeah. I don't want to say that. They're listening right now. They know who to teach.
They know who they are. They and you know who your assholes are.
It's the game, know your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's weird. And now the teachers have the bigger thing of whether, because they just repealed that law that says you can, well, they didn't. It was a couple years ago where they said that you could teach LGBTQ stuff. I didn't know Arizona had a law up until 2019 that you couldn't say homosexuals' lifestyles were positive. Like, that was against the law in class to start teaching about
gay
lifestyles.
Thank you, Mormons.
Yeah, and they did. They kind of said, oh, look, if you're going to bring them up, you can't. You got to talk about AIDS and stuff. Like, you have to make it awful.
You have to make the horror.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, they're like, we got to stop.
You can't promote it as
it?
A teacher,
like,
or something?
The way it was written was, Arizona law.
Now you can recommend it.
Arizona law, regulated HIV AIDS instruction in public schools. Since 1991, teachers have been banned in those courses from promoting a homosexual lifestyle, portraying homosexuality as a positive alternative. You can't suggest also safe ways of having homosexual sex.
I love the way that's worded. A positive alter. So, Johnny, listen. I want to show you the other side of the tracks here.
Here's what I think. Yeah. Field trip! We're going to Charlie's, kids. And I'm going to show you what this lifestyle looks like. You decide whether it's positive or not.
You think you like girls, but let me show you something.
Let me take you over to the Swizzle Inn, because I do my biz at the Swizz. And watch that dude get finger banged on a Sunday afternoon during the Masters while John and Rich try to do a little housework. It was awesome. Is that positive? Is that something you're into? That's your decision. I'm just your teacher. But now they're trying to make it because they repealed that a couple of years ago. So now they can teach LGBTQ stuff. They can teach the alphabet to them in the wrong order with total positivity. And here's the dangerous thing. And I did hear this argument last night. Is like, where does that line get drawn? Sure, you can teach about Stonewall and you can teach about some of the moments in American history that led to freedoms for other people or, you know, movements. But this bleeds right into science, because if you get into that whole gender thing, you can say gender is a choice. It's not a science. Now science class is telling you here's how it works. You're born this, you're born that, or there's a foul up, and you're born with all sorts of other stuff, and the doctors have to go in and fix you. Now they're saying, oh, gender isn't that is a decision. You're not born as anything, which is not real. So where do they teach that? Who teaches what? It all depends on the teacher. And why is the public schools teaching this? Why is this not a
family? And I wouldn't have a problem if they said, even if they're, you know,
first of all,
heterosexual or whatever, and the teachers encourage them. I just want, you know, if you could remain neutral.
Yeah, the word sexual
should go down there and nail her,
I don't think they're doing that. That would be
That's why they put that law in there, because that's what they feel like the teacher's going to do.
It's a panicky, puritanical legislature here in town that denies everything.
Yeah.
That's the power that Mesa has. If you go back, like, I've been hearing some stuff because we got some friends that are near the board. A school board in Mesa and all that. If you go back over the history of who's been involved in Mesa,
crazy.
You've brought it up on the show before, but it's the absurd way that they run the town,
it's all for that church.
Oh yeah.
Well, it used to be. I don't know if it still is. It is very
it is
much.
Completely.
It is. They got it.
Completely.
They got control of it.
They asked them. They asked the city council for funds for their church
all the time. And there's a comptroller.
That sounds reasonable.
We've known a comptroller that every time they voted, all in favor, and they're like, yay, and the guy goes, we can't use tax money for churches. I've told you this. Every month we go through this. Oh, yeah.
So we'll vote next month?
I would like to bring up the bill where we take all that tax money and throw it at the church. All in favor? Yay.
Guys, God damn it. I'm serious this time.
And he said it happened every couple months. It would just...
Anytime there's an option.
Sneak its back way. All right, well, that's good. We're going to build that new Winco over here. That'll be good. Also like to throw an addendum on where we take all the tax money from that Winco, throw it right at the church. All in favor? Aye.
Fellas, okay, I'm in the other room again. Comptroller in the cage.
They're just waiting for a friendly comptroller.
Yes. That's all they're waiting.
Yeah, well, then you'd get the state involved.
I know.
Basically what the new thing is with the school is, though, is that they permission slips anytime they plan on talking about reverse alphabet rights and gay stuff and things like that. But I mean, I don't know, like it was in 1991, they made it a rule that said you can't, as a teacher, talk about safe ways to have homosexual sex.
Right.
When was that going on? That the teacher's like, all right, guys, put your pencils down. I got to talk to you about something.
Something's been on my mind.
When you're getting,
but I can
just,
tell you about, yeah, you know, with your girlfriend. Here's what you need to do.
Rammed in the ass. And I mean, it feels so good sometimes to have a man on top of you. Anyway, there's safe ways to do this. One, Papago Park. There's hardly ever anybody there.
Turn your books to chapter right. 8, Ants on a Log. Right.
Here's what you do about that, because that is dangerous, and it's not hygienic. You got to shower up after everyone, because you don't know. Night before, Metamucil and an enema. I highly recommend some magnesium citrate. Clear that system out. You don't want to leave Ants on a Log on your new friend.
Remember, what do we have to do? You have to prep. That's right.
Yeah. Got to prep that area, you know? And there are safer ways to do it than others. I like to take a full enema about an hour and a half before Kevin comes over and just drain the beast, you know, then get in the shower and get about three knuckles in. Any questions so far, kids? Anything? No? Okay. What, enough with the giggling.
I'm telling my mom, this isn't science at all.
Well, our good Scottish friend Thomas has a great story because his son at a school years ago, locally, and Thomas is insane, and he's so far right, it's like a different planet this man lives on. And
there's no left.
There is no left.
Thomas?
Yeah. I mean, Genghis
yeah,
Khan.
He doesn't have a left.
Genghis Khan would look and go, dude, it's too far. But it's funny. And he's a hilarious human being. But his son was at a high school. He tells me this story every time I see him. And got into an argument with I believe the boy was wearing a dress. And he got into an argument with him and he pushed him. And the teacher said, that's like a hate crime. And he's like, no, it's two boys fighting in the schoolyard. And he said, one of them just happened to be. As Thomas would say, and one of them happened to be homo, and one happened to be good. And that's how Thomas would explain it. So the teacher, unbeknownst to Thomas, told his son and the kid in the dress that they had to hold each other in an embrace in front of the rest of the class to show unity.
Hug it out.
And Thomas finds out about this and loses his mind and barges into the class and says, you never have my son hugging some homo in the middle of the class and making, I'm taking him right out of school. And like, it was this crazy.
It is. And it was out of preschool.
Yeah. It was fifth. They were five. I think the kids just didn't know what a dress was. No, it was, but he was.
They were young.
Yeah. It was crazy. So it was, yeah, it was probably.
It was pretty young.
Was like fifth, sixth grade, something like that. Maybe a little older than that. Not much.
You'll may have my son hugging some twink boy. If he wants to knock him cold, he can. I don't want that filthy lifestyle touching my butt.
All right, Mr. Jefferson. We're going to have to ask you to step away. Oh, you're going to make me hug some twink homo now? Is that your agenda?
Why don't you just make my boy blow another boy in front of the class to show how woke he is?
All right, we're going to have you and your son both leave now. But he was crazy about it because the teacher was like, no, you got to accept this. And Thomas is like, no, he doesn't. So it is, whether he's right, wrong, or other, it doesn't matter what side you stand
exactly.
on. It's up to the parents.
Not right, he's not wrong.
Well, he is.
Because it's not up to that school to decide
right.
who his kid yep, does,
right.
does
that's,
anything.
That's where I'm confused by.
Because, and I got to understand how it's tough for a teacher, because if they do, you know, they're not supposed to influence their.
Make them hug?
No, but just their value or their core. And
yeah.
I think,
right.
how could you not? That's part of
it.
Learning.
It's part of learning, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
Had teachers
exactly.
that felt completely different
call,
than we did.
A lot of people on both sides like to call it indoctrination. Well, your teacher's indoctrinating my kids. No, it's called teaching.
Yeah.
It's up to you to tell them about that teaching. If you don't like what's being taught, then tell them the other side.
Right, but then you get
I
into
get that there can be influence.
Safe homosexual sex for, like, eighth graders. Like, is that necessarily something that public schools should
right.
be dabbling
or do you
in.
Feel
if,
that this
if
is the
eighth,
age that
if
you're
eighth grade,
right.
if eighth grade is doing sex education, why is
right.
that a
well,
bad
that's
thing?
That's the thing. I don't disagree with the permission slips.
Yeah.
And that's really all they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little bit puritanical to sit back and say, all right, we're just not going to talk about
this. Especially in this town.
But I have no
well,
issue
sorry,
with reading, writing,
town.
And arithmetic and say, if you want to learn about gay sex, straight sex, crazy sideways sex.
Have an option.
Do it at home. But the school doesn't have to take it off the teacher's table. Big deal.
Yeah.
I don't think they should ever have to deal with it.
Make it part of the – like in Mesa, Alex hated it because he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
In Mesa, they put it on the calendar. Like this is the day – I can't remember what
homosexual
they
call it.
Homosexual
safe sex day?
I can't – no, I –
oh, man, I want to go to that. I'm 48 years old. I might dress up.
Whatever sex ed
Piped
day
in.
Is, they have it on the calendar. And so like Alex and all his buddies knew when it was.
Man, ours was taught by the PE coach, Coach
oh,
Clark.
Geez.
So Coach Clark teaches.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. You want to have twink love. Listen up.
Derek Zellner is option A, first of all, his ass glows at
and
night
B
like
and C.
One of them Twilight vampires. Sun hits it, it glitters. Anywho.
Let's get one thing straight. I'm not against twinks.
I ain't against twinking. There's two things I hate. It's bigots and homos. That's it. So I'm telling you right now, it's my job to teach you guys safe homosexual sex. And here we go. Shoot.
These fairies get together.
You kidding me? Page one. Clean it up. All right. Shoot. Come on. Evidently, you got to have a clean eating platter like Zellner's got all day long. His turds come out gold.
Sucks and
you
shoot.
Sucks, shoot. His mother sucks trying to get me to teach you guys homosexual twink love. Here's a video of it. This show's called Modern Family. The fat one and the red one are gay. Observe.
I've asked before, but please tell me Coach Clark is still there.
No, he's been gone for a while.
Coach Clark probably said, Zellner, you don't need to listen to this class.
Zellner, you don't have to worry about it because all you do is slay puss. Zellner didn't have to worry about that. You know what? And if Derek wanted to be gay, you should consider yourself fortunate. Well, I'd gladly take that man under center, if you know what I mean. All-star quarterback led us to the state championship 1987. Tell you what right now. Zellner, get up here and show them what a real man looks like. Now, if any of you boys in this class right now aren't looking at Derek Zellner and having a little action in your pants, you're not alive. You ain't breathing. He should make you consider homosexuality because look at him. He's a goddamn statue. He's David.
Who wants to be his tight end?
Everybody. All right, now let's take a look at Derek's body parts. This is Derek's butthole. This is what you should want to be in right now. And here's how you do it.
Pristine.
Gorgeous. Look at that thing. It looks like a wagon wheel. I want to pose in front of it. Do senior pictures.
Derek, flex. Flex your butthole.
Flex your butthole, Derek. Make it talk. Make it breathe. God damn it. Look at that. It's as pretty as a blowhole in the ocean, my friends. Any questions so far? Coach, why does this happen? Shut your mouth. It's in the curriculum for me to teach you about being a homosexual if you choose to be one. Ain't nothing wrong with it except for all the dirty mud that's going to be on your stick. And that repulses me and a little guy called Jesus Christ. You might want to consider that, you sucks.
On the street, you might hear it called a balloon knot.
Right.
That's why.
That's right. You can untie it and ruin your life. But that's not for me to say. I'm not supposed to infiltrate my personal beliefs along with Jesus Christ along on this. So if you guys want to play like a bunch of sucks out there, bang into each other naked, go nuts. Two butts, as I say. Shoot. We got a video.
He only shows, well, you choose that lifestyle, that's fine, it's great. I got nothing to get you. Let's go to the prolapse video.
Right. This is what happens when you need a anal mesh. You're taking too much Zellner.
John, please tell everyone on the 101 right now, I apologize. I may have just caused a backup laughing.
Sorry about that. But it's Coach Clark that did it, not me. All right, all you sucks, we're not running the mile. We're not doing anything athletic. We're going to act like a bunch of... There he is. That's Coach Clark. You found him. Look at this picture of him. Shoot, how'd you find that so fast?
Not what I expected.
No, shoot.
Is he thin? I expected...
He's a thin, short guy.
I see it down there a little bit with a collared shirt.
I expected a Brady-looking dude in bike shorts.
No, he was in the bike shorts. He was in decent, relatively good condition all the time.
Trying to find a picture of him with Derek
Zellner. What's the mugshot?
Shoot, just put Dobson High Mustangs 1987. You find a photo of me and the great Derek Zellner holding up the state championship. That's what we did. And then I thought maybe that would be the night I would try homosexual sex with a glorious gentleman. I don't even consider him a man. I consider him a demigod. I don't want public schools teaching. I don't have kids. I'm like, I think you should keep it out of the PE coach's hands. I don't think they should be the ones telling your kids what safe gay sex is. Have Aunt Allen do it. Have a neighbor. There's gay guys all over now. If I had kids right now, I'm like, look, I don't know what's going on. You guys want to go talk to Michael and Troy about some stuff and how this guy, I don't know how it works. I'm not even going to fool myself into thinking how that would go. If I'm a heterosexual guy and I got a gay kid, I'm hiring gays to come over and help me out with this. I don't know what's going on. He's pretty much if it was today and I was the 13-year-old I was and my dad was the – God, he was 38 at 37, something like that, at that time. And he clearly thought I was gay. Like, there was no question.
And you had questions?
Oh, I wouldn't have had questions, first of all. I was a closeted non-gay. I didn't talk to him about anything. My dad, in this day and age, I know, would have had the one gay guy he knows to come over to talk to me. And I'd have been like, what's going on? And I wouldn't have seen it coming at all.
John, I understand you have some thoughts in your head. Your dad tells me you're having some trouble.
I'm not.
Well, why do you wear OP shorts and socks up past your knees? Your dad's concerned. He says you wear thigh highs to school. They're not thigh highs, they're tube socks, and I like them high.
What happened?
Half shirts, corduroy shorts, tube socks, up to your thighs.
You're in denial.
You know you're gay, right?
God damn it, John, just listen to the twink, would you?
Yeah, all right, just listen to him. Jesus, open your ears. But don't open your mouth. Yeah, he would have definitely had a gay guy come talk to me. If it was kosher back then, that would have been, the living room would have been a new gay every day.
You think, or would he would have been like, I don't trust him. I don't
trust him. No, my dad had never had that kind of thing. He just would have been, he just didn't want his boy to be, he just confused by it.
Talk to your scout later.
He'd have found a gay, and he'd have, no, he would, he's a scouts are gay. Like, he wouldn't, I didn't join the scouts. That's a little gay, don't you think? Like, the outfits. Like, the outfits were both, I think my dad was more concerned about the visual. Like, if you're wandering out in an ascot and a jumpsuit with shorts, you're gay.
He wanted you to be, if you're gay, you got to be rugged.
Yeah, Boy Scouts did not personify rugged at all, even though some of them were. The outfit killed it. And that ascot was enough, my dad. You're not going to join that. I'll teach you how to whittle. I want to join the Boy Scouts. Of course he does. Hang on a second. Hey, Larry, you want to come over here for a little while and talk to the boy?
Sure, Dan.
He's wearing those tube socks. Something's going on. That day in, was it Sedona or Christopher Creek when we sat in that fishing holler? I remember what I had on. Maroon OP shorts, corduroy. A pair of socks up past my knees that were yellow and blue striped. Because I like that. And a half shirt that was blue that had a scene of the ocean on it.
Nice.
And I was fishing. And just on the other side of that thing, it was echoing off the wall. I heard my dad ask my sister, what is he like?
He's fine.
If he's gay, it's okay. He can tell me. And I'm like, oh, God, he does think this is going to get worse. He never talks about girls.
I think it's because you kind of tease him when he does.
Nah, that ain't it. Every dad does that.
It's because he likes pee-pees, doesn't he? He's a pee-pee kid.
And I just hear it echoing off the holler. I'm like, I got to talk to my dad about this. And I never did. He might still think I'm gay. And he's got a beard. He's had a couple of them. But deep down, he wants pipe. Should have seen those socks.
Maybe that was the fallout, the initial fallout with Dan. She's like, oh, yeah, he's flaming.
Yeah, I had nothing. She was fine. It was before my sister turned to witchcraft. She was normal. She was normal back then. She was like 15. She was on the cusp of finding some things, but we didn't see it coming before she started to do that. But yeah. Coach Clark, not teaching. I don't think any public school should ever have to do it. We had gay teachers. I had two gay teachers, super gay teachers. One had a wife. And it never came up. It's easy to avoid. I hang out with gay guys, and we don't talk about safe gay sex and stuff. It was like it's easy to avoid. You got an agenda that day to go in and teach me what's in the book. Stop caring whether or not this kid's family's right. Doing it right. So what? You teach what's on the thing. You close your eyes. You cross your fingers. You get the hell out of there. Last thing I'd want if I was a teacher is like, today we're going to teach them what LGBTQ is. I'm like, no, we're not. I'm not doing that. I'm teaching them that ain't the alphabet. It's in the wrong order. It's different.
It comes from the teacher without saying anything. We had the eighth grade, Dave Churchman, science teacher, would wear a pink shirt with
I'm gay
letters that say chocolate sprinkles. And it was rainbow sprinkles, and it was dripping, you know, the letters.
Wow.
So you kind of knew.
Yeah.
You knew maybe he was safe, maybe he wasn't. None of your business.
Teacher, but
none of your business. Yeah. And you made fun of it.
You kind of figure out what he does after school.
Sure. And you start making jokes about it and whatever, because you're a kid. But it's not up for the teachers.
Chocolate syrup, that's what it was.
That was
chocolate parties?
Syrup said chocolate.
Chocolate syrup, and it's running. The letters are running in the rainbow sprinkles.
And it meant so much more. Like, you saw him as a delicious treat, and he thinks chocolate syrup is like what he gets on his fingers on Friday. At the Swiss. It's hilarious. But, yeah, I'm just another reason not to have kids. And teachers, look, I'm standing up for you as much as I can. You guys don't need to be saddled with this. That's somebody's job at home. Now, the Stonewall thing, that was a part of American history. Teach that. But you don't have to teach a side. You have to teach, like, look, this is how it changed. We had this. But then you don't get into science going, you know, genders are a choice. It's not a real thing. That's going to get hairy. And you're going to just piss teachers off, and you're going to piss parents off, and it's going to get messy. Is that what the dude's shirt looked like, Brady?
We need to get Brady that shirt.
But the letters just said chocolate syrup.
We could dress you up as half a donut like that.
We're getting you this.
He needs
that shirt.
What's
the one with the...
The Heinz?
No, what's that big burger thing on the right? That. What is? Oh, it's a piece of cake. Cake shirts. Oh, that's hilarious.
There's one.
The best part about being with Derek Zellner is when he rubs your face up against his washboard abs and cleans all that acne off your ugly face. You should be just blessed that Derek's willing to do that to you.
He exfoliates.
He exfoliates. He can exfoliate. He's loofah. He's got loofah parts. He's made a human loofah. Yeah, I swear to God, he came out of the ocean. He did not. He is not born of terra firma.
He's a sponge.
He come from the ocean. He's a special creature. He's a merman. He's a merman. Comes out the ocean. He grew his legs because then we borrowed him for a football championship. And when did we win it? 1908-7 on our Lord's year. Speaking of our Lord, he thinks you twinks are gross, but I have to teach you about that.
John, I look forward to the teacher that listens to your show. Yeah. Class, what's the most important thing to do today for the LGBTQ phrase? Class, all together, just fix it.
Fix it. A lot of you twinks can't change your own windshield wipers. I'm here to fix that today. Show of hands if you know how to jump a battery. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. If you can't do it, come on up here. You're gay. Now, here's the statistic you guys don't know about in school. There's 30 of us in the room, 4 clearly gay, can't jump a battery. I don't know what percentage that is, pretty high, but that's how many homosexuals are in the community, so it's about 18%. So 18% of people are gay. Here's your 4. 1, 2, 3, gay. 1, 2, 3, gay. That's how it works. 1 in 4 is a homo. Come up here, we're going to teach you how to jump a battery so you're not so embarrassed.
Oh, the 1, 2, 3, gay, that has to be a viral video somewhere.
By the way, my car died the other day. Called up Derek Zellner. He stared at my car for 4 minutes, intimidated it right back into life.
And cleaned the battery.
Even the mileage even shrunk back a couple hundred. Thanks, Zellner. Hey, Zellner, I need you to stare at my battery for a little bit and give it some charge. Shoot. Coach Clark was unbelievable. Got nothing better to do on a Saturday than do donuts in my parking lot while I'm trying to conduct a practice. Shoot, you sucks. Get out of here, sucks. He was a weird dude. Got my state title, though, Brady.
Sure did.
34 years ago, Derek Zellner set foot on that football field, and all other bodies dropped, bowed. We had a couple other guys, T.C. Wright, Toby Wright, they ended up going pro, but I didn't like them as much. And that glowing figure behind center named D.Z. You're in the demilitarized zone. Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah, he was great. But, yeah, so if you want to teach your kids about gay sex, do it at home.
There's the great. There's the there great.
That's yep. him. That's him coaching his kids now?
Yep.
Yep. Gilbert High, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I want to set him up with my mom.
He's awesome.
At that age now. He's at that age.
He probably doesn't fear the coronavirus either.
Coronavirus fears him.
Because he's the great Derek Zellner.
Yeah, we were going to send him over to China and just wipe it out, but got out of hand too fast. Shoot, them Chinese running around, so many of them. Nary one Derek Zellner. Holmberg thinks he'd beat half of China in a foot race just on statistics. Derek Zellner beat the whole goddamn country. Nay, continent. He'd throw an Indonesian and Indian all them. He'd whip them all. He's, what, 52 now? Still faster than you. Hey, Toledo, I got an idea. I know you guys are the same age, but you want a father figure. I'll send Derek over.
Appreciate that, Coach.
Taking 2 days to give you 40 years of fathering.
Are you busy, Coach?
Now,
you sound great.
Shoot, I'm not doing that. I'm just like your dad. I'm trying to stay away from you. I'll send DZ over. He'll give you a 48-hour crash course on what it's like to have a father.
You have a dad.
You have a dad. And for 48 hours, you'll have more memories in those 48 hours with DZ than you had ever had with that deadbeat. That suck living in that gold mine. Got no stories compared to DZ in that championship run of 1908-7.
For $249, you can be part of that weekend.
You're like Ricky Strumpf eats out the garbage. We're all even here. If you want to have gay sex with Ricky Strumpf, or you want to have good gay sex with Derek Zellner, I don't care. I'm here to teach you about that.
Gay sex there is a good gay sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a difference. One smells like garbage. The other smells like Derek Zellner's butt.
Your choice.
One is a field of roses. I've been to the Rose Bowl parade. It didn't smell as good as Derek Zellner changing his clothes after a game. Shoot. I miss him.
Here's the towel from 1987.
Yeah, this is it.
Championship shower.
That's Derek Zellner's showering towel.
If I'm not mistaken, he cracked TC right in the ass with this towel. And that's what we're here to talk about, cracking guys in the ass. Let's get on it.
There's a technique.
There's a technique to it. Now, Coach Ellis over there, that really manly female coach over there, does the girls' PE. She's going to teach girls about licking honey holes today because that's an option.
She's frightening.
Now, that one's more manly than anybody in this room right now. I would not be surprised to find out that she has a bigger one than DZ even.
No.
Shoot, come on.
It's all part of the clam workshop.
I think the best decision she made when she put on them tight bike shorts was to get the same hairdo as Harpo Marx and wander around the school talking to all the girls on the softball team. It looks good. That's a good cut for you, Coach Ellis. It's a good look. That tight perm, that's a good move. Nobody's going to know your secret.
And by that, I mean she's got a wanger.
They go into a segment of how to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Olson was the drama teacher, and he would have been, okay, I'm supposed to teach you guys about sex, so watch this. Come here, Simon. Oh, my God. I'm learning so much. Silly. Keep it out of public schools. Who's arguing for it? I want my kids to learn from a person who makes about $33,000 a year the ins and outs of LGBTQ lifestyle. Take them to a gay place and just let them observe. And you know what you'll learn? They're the most fun people ever.
Take them out with your Aunt Ellen.
Yeah.
Aunt Ellen's awesome.
Oh, he's great.
I've been out to dinner two times, and I'm like, there's nobody. It's one of the few times I don't feel like I've got to do anything at a dinner.
No.
You know, he's on. I'm like, go, baby. This is your night. That's Michael and Troy. They're fun.
Question Michael's for Coach Clark.
Go ahead.
Coach Clark. What does it make if someone can't change their wiper blades, Coach? I'm working through it, but I can't do it right now.
What do you mean, what's it make? What's it make you? Makes you twank.
You know.
What are you going to drive around? You just like being soaking wet like you're in some sort of movie and John Cusack's going to come rescue you off the... Then you're going to have gay love? That's what it looks like. You get the wiper blades on. Get that car home. Learn. Do you have a father?
Another question.
Are you a Toledo or you have a father? You one of them bastards? What's going on? Because your dad should have taught you that. Mom ain't going to teach you how to do that. That's it.
Another question. Coach Clark, I get the tingles every time you mention Derek Zellner.
Everybody does.
Am I gay?
Yeah, for Derek Zellner, but it ain't gay. It ain't gay. When you get it for Zellner, it ain't
it's
gay.
A good
game. Being a man.
Scott Plant. Teach you how to live a little bit, how to feel, how to explore your body. How to explore Derek's body, which is what we're all really thinking about. Now, I've read some stories and seen on the internet where twinks like to put Mentos and Coca-Cola up their butts and do like weird Bellagio shots. I'm not into that, and I'm not here to teach you that. If you're into that, you learn that at home, or you learn that from your new twink friend. But I tell you what, if Derek Zellner shot a Mentos Coca-Cola out of his butthole, I would have a glass at the ready. Put a head on it, Zellner. Put a head on it. Shoot, you give me any sort of liquid out of that butt and I would consider it the greatest elixir of all time. F you, Gatorade, you sucks.
Coach, are we still doing our mock draft on our top five?
You gotta have you. Look, you failed that test long before we could ever explain that again. Shoot, this suck wants to talk mock draft. I'm running highlights. All you gotta do is pick a name, dummy. Anyway, sex ed day with Coach Clark. And I don't know who else do you, math can't do it, English can't do it.
What do you mean can't do it?
Who are the teachers that are going to teach this?
Drama.
Oh, yeah.
Drama. And you're getting a, and then there's almost like a parental, like not everybody's in drama class. So they have to have like a day,
choir,
an assembly.
Maybe.
Choir's all gay, though. I mean, you're not dance. I remember African-American studies was something you had to sign up for. And it was all the black kids. Like, so none of the white kids ever, so they screwed that up, but it was like an extra, they should just do LGBTQ studies. And if you want to learn about it that way, you can go in there and it's safer than it's ever
as
been.
As an elective?
Not even an elective, like an after school thing. That way it doesn't get into the whole, like, you know, this religious guy's kids in that same class that they've got this curriculum they have to shove. Just stay out of it. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
And that's what they do with even the religious stuff in public schools. You have to have an after club or a teacher-sponsored.
Yeah, there's seminary across the street and all that kind of stuff.
You pay to have a certain agenda pushed towards your kids at a Christian school. That makes sense to me. Now, if they want to say gays are not kosher because the book says so, okay,
Right.
You paid for it. And it's different.
Brings another difficult part for teachers at public schools if they have a faith base. Or
sure.
And they have to teach this. There's where you're.
And you know
you're
what?
You're going to have a slight slant there, probably in that.
Well, I don't know why that racism got
man,
involved.
Jesus.
Sorry to everybody who's offended by that.
Slight, I wasn't talking about.
Slight slant.
I wasn't talking about math. Yeah, I was talking right. about.
But you're still going to have some gay kids that parents won't admit they're gay and send them off to Christian school and hope it sticks. And then the you're gay and it's bad. And yeah, and it's going to make them even more screwed up. You can't get out of this world without screwing up a few kids along the way, especially when they're in a bunch. Like in Little League, some of the kids got screwed up. Because the coach had an – like you can't get your personality out of it. Just
but I don't think they even – at least up until – I mean, you know, Kirby's, what, seventh grade. They haven't really gone after that as, look, we're going to go over this part.
Well, they're not going to touch
the stance
it. Well,
like,
the Christian thing, they
wrong,
know.
And, you know, they haven't done that.
If you ask, though, I bet you they'd say. Probably frowned upon.
They're probably just trying to avoid it.
Oh, yeah, I would dodge it. If I was a teacher today, blank white walls.
Ask
I'd have
your
the,
parents.
I'd have the alphabet up. That's exactly what I'd say. Yep. And it's like, hey, I've got some questions about. And I'm like, I'm here to teach you the things that are on the test at the end of the year. That is all. I am not here to entertain. I am not here to motivate or mold you. That's somebody else's job. My job is to get you some information. Shove it in your stupid brain. If it sticks, it sticks. I've done a good job. If it doesn't, I didn't. That's it. I'm not here to be your pal.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, the teachers, they do mold you as you grow up. Not like, you know, but you are learning from that person.
Sure.
And sometimes
you're molded by everyone you
exactly.
come into contact
it's an
with
influence.
Growing up.
Well, the influence with me would have been like a prison cell. Just dead white walls. That's it. Nothing. No posters. Nothing. It would look like I could move out in a second. Like one of those pop-up businesses that's shady. They don't have all the phones are the only thing left in the room when it's all over. That thing would look like it was stripped bare. I'm here to teach you guys about math. That is all we are talking about in this room, math.
Reading, math, and arithmetic.
That's it. That's it. The three R's, man. Anyway, it's 7:17. What do you got on the big board of musical treats? You got any B-52s?
We can, I'm sure we can add that.
Look it up.
All right, wake-up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. Our boy Josh and all the guys over there going to take care of your bikes. That's right. They got the best wrenches in town. So if you're looking for maintenance setup, doesn't matter if you bought it there, what brand, whatever, they got you hooked up. So check them out on Facebook at Action Ride Shop as well as on Instagram. And they're over there on Gilbert, just south of Southern. But Nirvana on here, Mudvayne, Dropkick Murphys in honor of Rulabula.
Yes. Maybe that has to happen.
Yeah, shipping up
to
Boston.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's right. give them a fair send-off. Yeah, they'll raise the glass to the Bula. Now, what's going to happen here is everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, Rula Bula's closing. Everybody's going to run to it.
Yeah.
And they're going to try again, and in a month they're going to close again. But Rula Bula was, man, what a party that was. That was awesome.
Well, I guess they were trying to stay from what I read the article, but the owners of the building wouldn't negotiate the lease or something.
This is from Lady J. Gutentag.
Uh-oh.
Member of the LGBT community. I had a teacher, Mr. I'll read it as her. I had a teacher, Mr. Stubert, man. Queers a $3 bill trying to be my friend because he knew I was into liking the girls. Not cool in school. Super creepy. And am I from San Francisco? No. It's like seventh grade, man. You kidding me? Keep it out of the schools. The teachers know if you're a homo F word, and they'll be looking right at you when they teach it. That is true. They'd probably eyeball the one kid they think is gay more often. I don't know. I just think it's just one of those things. You can't – don't teach – that's parent stuff. Of course, there's no parents left anymore. There's always just one screaming about masks and nonsense. So, of course, the teachers have to take on the burden. Show them Simpsons.
Learn it from all the movies you watch.
Yeah, that's how you learn. TV and movies. I learned all about that.
Yeah.
That's TV taught me more than school ever did. Ever. I retained it all. I know the theme songs. TV taught me everything. Not documentaries either, like Family Ties, The Cosby Show, and the Very Special Blossom every once in a while. I was like, oh. And then I think How to Recognize an Alcoholic when Tom Hanks guest starred on Family Ties and was drinking the vanilla extract in the kitchen and Alex was like, what's going on? Tom Hanks was very, very drunk, Brady. That's how you learn it. Just like that. I got a lot of people asking about Coach Clark now. Somebody says, does he look like Gary Cole? A little bit. I guess more Gary Cole than than what Toledo thought he looked like Brady. But, yeah, Coach Clark was.
That's how he pictured him to look like
Yeah,
me.
Like Gary Cole. They, oh, yeah, Toledo thought he looked like you.
I figured he was going to be like Coach Morgan, just that big buff dude. Coach and Morgan at Rhodes.
He was a professional wrestler. He looked like the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah, he did. No, absolutely.
He looked exactly, I'm not kidding, he looked exactly like the Ultimate Warrior.
He had the mullet and everything
he'd
back in the day.
Wear the headband and, sometimes. Yep. He was like, he was a bouncer at Cowboys on Price and McClintock, right. Or on Southern McClintock.
It was his night job,
his
night
gig to bounce on. And he'd tell you stories. He had that accent, too. He kind of had that, man, we were at Cowboys last night, and his girls were in there. We're in seventh grade. He's telling us about his conquest.
That dude was slaying.
He was crushing. Yep.
I got to tell everyone.
Tell, man, he was. I had a long night last night. It's gonna be, I'm probably the last place in the mile today. I was just pounding puss.
There's your sex ed class right there.
Holmberg here, unfortunately. I heard that. Don't care. Chris Holly here. I like you. You lift. You only like the bigger kids.
Hair's looking good.
If you wrestled or lifted, he was your best guy. Friend. Yeah.
I come in there and I look like I've got some sort of, I'm anemic.
You're not going to relate.
Well, you need to go to girls' PE. Why? Because your body is useless as a man. You get a female's body. And not a good way. Not in the way I saw last night at Cowboys. Damn. I mean, we threw some dudes out last night and their boyfriends are all angry. We knocked them cold and took their girls. It's great. Tuesday night at Cowboys. Turns out that whole place, well, just like that teacher that got shot up, turns out Cowboys was a, like, just a coke house.
Oh, they're was it?
Running coke in and out of there. Like, oh, nobody. It was man. The 80s. But Coach Moore, and right next to Cowboys was the Fry's that we shopped at. It was the grocery store. So we'd go there, and there's Coach Morgan standing in front of the door. My mom's like, and I'd wave to him. Mm-hmm. All right. What's up, homo? Hi, Coach Morgan.
My mom's like, who's that? Who's your friend?
Like, that's my PE coach.
He's a bouncer at the bar?
I guess. We just go into the Fry's. Let's get some groceries and get out of here. The weirdest. This city was so strange. It's better now, but it was weird.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.